Radio Bucky. Music, chat, news, local events, and a whole lot more.
This is Zaffarelli at the Bamshack Advertiser, representing Radio Bucky, and I'm with the chief editor of,
Group editor of the Gambling Group,
Chris Hudson, at the launch of the book Our Lives.
Our Lives, yeah.
And Our Lives is a book basically about local people who submitted photographs.
Yeah, basically. I mean,
and done by your photographer, Becky.
Lynn, our chief photographer, was the main driving force behind the project, but 90% of the photographs are submitted by readers, so that's what we wanted to try and achieve with this.
So it's a first time project, isn't it?
Yeah, when I started here 2 years ago, Lynn said she'd had this idea in her head for years and just never had the opportunity to run with it, about taking a kind of book, a snapshot of people's lives. So I said, fine, have you go, plan it and that, and then she came back and then we launched it last April the 1st, and then full 12 months, people could submit photographs of anything, their work, play, holidays, birthdays, you name it. And Lynn took them all in, edited them, sorted them out, did everything.
In her spare time, I believe.
Sorry?
In her spare time.
In her spare time, at work as well. And I was there basically just for moral support, and just any time she asked if she could do something, I just said yes and let her get on with it. She did a great job.
So it is local people, and it is a lovely snapshot, because there's a lot of, if you purchase the book, which you can purchase from?
You can purchase it from the Bamshack Advertiser office or any of the four offices in the group. Hopefully the library is going to take it as well. So,
and it's priced at?
It's £10, and of that cover price, £3 goes to our local charities. So one is the RNLI, the Lifeboats. We have Keith and District Multiple Sclerosis Support Group. We have the Grampian Child Bereavement Network, and we have the Samaritans.
So not only is the book a snapshot of life, but it's a little bit helpful for local charities.
Yeah, well,
time.
We want to do it for charity because it adds a wee bit more relevancy to it, and people will be more interested in it, hopefully, if it's benefiting local groups as well.
So you've had a look at the book.
Yeah, I think it's fantastic.
Was there anything outstanding? Was there anything?
There's some great pictures, and then really it'd be difficult to choose one. I mean, there's some absolutely outstanding pictures. I mean, you're in the book as well, Zaffa.
Yes, unfortunately.
But I think you're in the book twice,
yes,
so
yes.
that's two books you've got to buy. But no, I mean, there's tons of pictures from all over, Bucky, Keith, Huntley and Bath, and everywhere in between. And the beauty of it is that it's 90% owned by the readers because it's their photographs.
Absolutely. So you would encourage, and not only just encourage people from the local area, people that are from here originally.
Well, I sold two books in Huntley the other day. A woman came in, one was for herself and one was to send to her mother who lives in New Zealand. Paul Munch, who was the postmaster in Bucky, he came in and bought the first book, and he's taking that down to Australia with him when he's immigrating. So there's one in Australia, one in New Zealand, so hopefully they're all over the world.
So exactly, so I mean, it's just something you just wouldn't expect from a local project.
No. And you'll find folk for Bucky all over the world, so I mean, I'm sure it'll be of interest to people. So
what about your bosses? Do you get a copy of the book, or do they get a wee pat in the back? Intrigued, or who did the printing?
No, they've been delighted. It was printed in Glasgow, but all the editing was done in Bucky. A lot of the design work was done in Inverness at our head office. So it's all been done in Bucky and Scotland. And I say it's taken a year and then about 3 months on top of that to pull it all together. So it's been a long project, but Lynn's delighted with it. She's been fantastic, and hopefully it's worthwhile. And it's something that will be there for years to come. You know, people can look at the pictures in 10, 15, 20 years' time.
I loved your foreword in the front of the book.
Pay tribute to Lynn, because she's put a lot of effort into it, and it's without her enthusiasm, it wouldn't have happened, you know.
Plus, I'm putting yourself a little bit short there. You give her the go ahead too. To say
she needed my backing to do it and my support. She couldn't have done it on her own, and there's been a lot of people who've helped in the line. And if people hadn't submitted photographs, it wouldn't have happened. So they've really embraced it, and The number of photos was just overwhelming. We couldn't use them all, unfortunately.
But you've got a Facebook page as well.
Yeah, we've got a Facebook page, so we're going to try and put as many of the photographs that we haven't used on that page as well, and we'll maybe keep using some in the paper as well.
So is there a link address then?
Sorry?
Is there a link address?
For the Facebook page? It's just facebook.com, I think, / Our Lives.
Our Lives, right.
So, and if you go to the Barnsley Advertiser Facebook page, you can find a link to it there as well. So,
And that's just facebook.com, Barnsley Advertiser?
Barnsley Advertiser, yeah.
And talking about photographs, we're here at J&M Publishing previously, which is the Bucky Advertiser. You and I were looking at some old photographs of Bamsh Advertiser, what it used to look like. It's now a modern day update building. And around the walls we can see many, many pictures from the past, basically. And you know, some as far back as 1934 even, I think I've seen one. And they're intriguing, and you're selling these.
These are just photos that we've had in our own archives. They were basically sitting gathering dust in boxes or whatever. So, again, I can't take the credit for this. The girls in the front office, Heather and Karen and Eileen as well, they fished them out, sorted them out, I've got them all on computer, I've printed them out, and we've got, you know, hundreds on display here in the office. And people can come and buy them for £2-3. And again, it's bringing people into the office because, you know, it's history and football. Looking
absolutely, it's a snapshot of time more than anything else. And I mean, there's various school photographs. I see one there of a band. There's some ladies. There's the Gordon Highlanders.
Yeah.
There's heaps of old school photographs dating back in time. So. Are you going to planning on putting these on the Facebook page? I think that'll be quite interesting.
We will be at some point. We're actually hoping that the next book project may well be to put these old photos in a book. So that's something we're seriously thinking about as well, because they're there right now, they're ready. The one thing about most of the photos, and which is why we're encouraging people to come in, is we don't know details about all of them. So if you come into the advertiser office, you'll see yellow post-it notes and some of the photos. That's where people are adding names to them themselves. So it's
a great community project.
Yeah, well, that's it. And people are coming in, they're interested in it. And
it's fantastic because, like you said, it's a community project. It's a bit of history. It's about the community. I'd love to see a book like that.
Hopefully
that'll be the next one. And I think you get a lot of traffic in your Facebook page. You're like, who's this?
Does
anyone know? So, yeah. Well, thank you very much.
No, you're welcome. Welcome.
Nice chatting to you.
Thank you for coming in.
Yeah, no problem.
Hopefully the book will go well. And
it's priced £10.
£10, and say £3 of that goes to charity.
And it's Our Lives.
Our Lives.
And it's available at the Bamshire office in Bucky.
Yep.
In the Keith office.
You can get it in Keith, Huntley, and our Banff office as well.
Can you buy it online?
Not at the moment, don't have an online, but you could, you know, email the office and order a copy, yeah, anywhere in the world. So we're hoping the library will be stocking it soon.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Zaffer.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Cheers.
This is Radio Bucky. Join us again soon.